The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Caesars.
How come your pickle is bigger than mine? That's not true of real life. Let's be honest. Your beef jerky is bigger than mine, too. I got the shaft.
Heart problems.
Didn't he have a heart problem or something?
Why, you mean he didn't try very hard?
No, he had a... Oh. Yeah, geez.
Getting distracted.
Some shots from the spot. But one thing, did you try to get a fly in the middle of my car? I got to be focused here, man.
You're bugging me all day.
Jeez, I can barely even function at half of it, and you're making it hard on me. Jeez. We got Mr. Miyagi over here swatting flies.
It's time for Struds On.
Tampa Bay's power play. So as I sat down and watched the game last night, I saw Tampa Bay score their, two power play goals. It brought me back to a practice I went and watched. I love going to watch morning skates. The regular practice, I'm not so interested, but morning skates, you can really see what teams are working on. And I want to say it was last year. I might be wrong, but two years ago. But basically the same personnel, so the story still is solid. After everyone had gone off the ice after the morning skate and the coaches had gone, their top players, which included Hedman, Stamkos, Braden Point, and I want to say Kucherov, set up in the alignment that we saw last night. So Hedman at the top, Point in the middle, you had Kucherov on the one side and Stamkos on the other. And all they did was just working on those passes. So Hedman to Kucherov, or Kucherov to Point, or Point to Stamkos, or whatever. And they were so detailed and making sure every pass was right on the tape, and or every pass was a shootable puck. If it came to me, I could shoot the puck. And they did that for probably 5-10 minutes, and they were just snapping around. They weren't moving. They were just kind of in that triangle with Point at the in the middle of the bottom part of the triangle. And they did that for 5-10 minutes. They had pucks, they just grab one, boom, pass around, shot. And you can see how crisp they are. They just know where each other is going to be. They know where each other likes it. And it's funny, that something I think it was a year or 2 years ago now is having an impact on this playoff series. And you never know when that's going to need to, or when something like that is going to evolve, or something like that's going to take off or be needed. But, you think about greatness, and greatness is talent, it's all those types of things, but it's also putting in the time. And these four guys, and I'll never forget it, because I've actually used it now at some of the academies I coach. I'm like, let's just work on passing this puck around and understanding where the puck has to be for this guy, or where this guy wants it. So it's always going on the tape and going there. And it's pretty cool to see that. And, they got themselves back in order tonight or last night. Now it's up to Dallas. Dallas is going to find a way now to stymie that, get their sticks in the lane or body in the lane. Esa Lindell can have been there a little quicker. Because the puck rode the stick up of Esa Lindell over the shoulder of Hudobin. But I love seeing that, where something in practice translates directly to success in the game. And, Tampa Bay's obviously knows what they're doing, but I love seeing that moment. It's such a cool thing.